Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
You are listening to Real Estate Investing That Works with Mike Cazola. I'm Kerry Lutz. This is episode 19. Mike, we have to tell this story. Much as it pains me, it was my first successful auction. I was ready to do the wire transfer to the St. Lucie County clerk. And what happens? Get a call from the clerk, Mr. Lutz. The judgment was satisfied. The auction is a nullity. Have you ever heard anything like this, Mike?
You know, I've literally been involved in thousands of auctions, not tens, not hundreds, thousands of auctions. And you know what? To this day, I still find anomalies. You know, I was right there with you. You know, I was dancing for you because that was a $260,000 property conservatively. There was $120,000 equity just laying there for you. And you know what? It pained me too because what happened was you won the auction. You were the legitimate high bidder. They took your down payment. It was all good, but you know what? This is a game of inches. It's a game of seconds. At 11:01, somebody submitted their satisfaction of the judgment, meaning the judgment that was actually the reason this property was being foreclosed was satisfied. Now, I know, even to me, it seems ridiculous. On a Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock, all of a sudden, they come out of the blue, satisfy that judgment. But what happened was the auction already started. And you know what? I've never seen this in thousands of auctions, thousands with an S of auctions. I've never seen a judgment get satisfied seconds, minutes before the winning bidder actually acquires it. And you know what? It was a heartbreaker. And you know what I say is you never fall in love with a property. One works, one doesn't, one works. Five don't, one works, 10 don't. You know, I only have about a 10% success rate on the auction. Yet I've generated millions of dollars doing this for myself and my family. And I've done thousands of auctions. But that's what I teach people to do. You weed through the nonsense in seconds and you investigate the winners in minutes. And you know, it broke my heart because I already was celebrating with you, thinking that it was already a done deal.
Yeah, well, you just can't control these things. What I found really interesting, so St. Lucie, different auction system, St. Lucie County, than Lee County and some of the others, you know, different software. So all of these auctions, dozens of them, taking place simultaneously, so you can't go jumping from auction from one ends, go to the next, to the next. You have to pick your winners up front. So the property I'm bidding on is the last auction of the day, and the auction's open for, it starts at 8 o'clock, and theoretically it ends at 11, but each bid that trumps you extends the auction for another minute. So I put in my proxy bid, but I told you before I was putting it in that I wasn't going to put it in for the full amount because then I was afraid what was going to happen to me this time. Same thing that happened to me the last time where they go $100, $100, and finally they get to my maximum of my proxy bid and bump me off the last minute. So my winning bid was $138,600, I think, but I put in a maximum proxy bid of $115,000. And 2 minutes before the auction was done, they exceeded my proxy, and I could hear them. I thought I could hear them through the computer cheering, "Oh, we knocked this guy out finally." And then I put in a proxy bid for $155,000 or $160,000, and they said, "Oh my God, the guy's back." They knew I'm back, and they're going $100, $100. Then they put in $10,000. Then they put in $15,000, and they still can't get to it. And at that point, if you don't beat the person with the highest bid who's proxy bidding, you can't extend the auction. And they only got up to $138,600, and the auction was over. And you could just tell that they were crestfallen because they thought they were going to steal the property out from underneath me. And that was the most satisfying thing, because you knew when you looked at the bidding history afterwards, these were insiders, experienced bidders, and we got the better of them. And that was the best feeling, really. Even though I didn't get it in the end, it was that, hey, I went head to head with the veterans in St. Lucie County and knocked them off. And that felt really good.
That's right. And that's what I show you how to do, is how do you go toe-to-toe with people that have been doing this for years? And you know what? You did beat them. If it wasn't for this small paperwork glitch, which had nothing to do with the skill of your other bidders, it simply had everything to do with somebody came in at the very last second, they satisfied their judgment, which just doesn't happen. I mean, I haven't seen it in thousands of auctions. But you know what? Even I learn something new every day. But what I'm transferring to you guys is my 12 years, thousands of transactions worth of knowledge. And you know what? You did beat those guys. So even though you haven't bought hundreds of properties, you haven't done this for the last 12 years, but you know what? You took the skill set, exactly what I showed you to do. You stuck to your guns. You did your research and you were the winner. And that's what the key is, because even if it doesn't work this time, the key is you were the winner, to the tune of $120,000 profit. Meaning this was a phenomenal piece of property, a pool home, gated community. I mean, this house was decorated to the nines, meaning all brand new tile inside. It was all painted. I mean, this was a phenomenal piece of property. You did everything right. You did exactly what I taught you to do. The one factor you can't come on is, you know, if somebody has a judgment against them, they've been foreclosed upon. The truth is, they do have up to the minute of the auction to satisfy their judgment. If they satisfy their judgment before the property is ultimately sold, it's going to revert right back to them. And you know what? That's one of the downsides. You know, sometimes we do a lot of research. Sometimes we put a lot of work into a property and ultimately, somebody pays it off. But that's why this is a numbers game. That's how I've generated millions of dollars. I don't put all my eggs in one basket. And that's why training with me live, I show you, we go through these auctions. We take it step by step. And my students have actually bought more properties than the total number of students I've ever trained, meaning the amount is exceeded by the total number of properties they've ever bought. And the reason that I can claim that is because my students are disciplined. You learn the process. You learn what to do, but more importantly, what not to do. How do we do our research? You know, you and I, we knew who the owner was. We knew how much their HOA was past due. We knew how much their back taxes were past due. We even talked to the neighbors, meaning we did everything right on our part. Now it's simply a numbers game. 9 out of 10 times, you would have been the winner. But 1 out of 10 times, you're not going to be. So don't expect that just because you place a bid, you're automatically going to win. This is a numbers game. Stay committed, and you will get the right property. You know, you could have bought 10 properties so far if you weren't disciplined, if you weren't following my system. And the reason why I've bought hundreds of... I could have bought thousands of properties, but you know what? I would have overpaid for a lot of them. Instead of thousands, I'd rather buy hundreds, but buy them all for the right price.
Yeah, and that goes back to our last podcast, because when you're buying for the right price, how much lower is your risk and how much higher is your profit?
That's right, because this isn't about going to the country club and saying, look at this beautiful piece of property I own. This is about dollars and cents. We're in the real estate game to make money. So you got to remove your emotions, your personal feelings from the equation and simply focus on what works, what's proven, what have I been trained to do? Is this the right investment for me? Are you looking for cash flow? Are you looking to do a quick flip? Are you looking to buy and remodel? We all have different goals, and everybody's goal is going to be slightly different. So what I teach you how to do is identify your goals. Identify the right process for you to generate money. If you're just looking to supplement your income, I show you how to generate a monthly continuity income. Are you looking to supplement for your retirement? Are you looking to build your IRA account? Are you looking to provide for your children's education? These are all the things you could do. I don't care what your level of experience in real estate is. Just be trainable and be willing to try something you've never tried. Be open-minded, and I will show you the rest.
Hey, and there's other things that can happen, not necessarily at the auction, but the evening of or the day before, right? Tell us minimum bids, cancellations. Just give us an idea.
Yeah, well, what happens a lot of the time, right, is so the county says we're going to have 140 auctions tomorrow. And they don't tell you what the opening bid is on every one of them. But what happens is sometimes the night before an auction, you may never expect it, but all of a sudden the bank lowers it and they give you a ridiculously low opening bid. And I love those deals because a lot of investors are not expecting that. They've already discounted that property. They haven't done their homework on it. They haven't gone out and seen it because the bank wasn't revealing how low they were willing to sell it. Now all of a sudden the bank, the night before, may reveal to you, hey, listen, this is a $150,000 retail value property, but we're opening the auction at $50,000. And all of a sudden now, nobody's prepared for that. So what I teach you to do, it's kind of like the fisherman, right? You throw your net out and you cast it real wide. You pull that net, you know, maybe 200 feet wide, and some fish are going to land there, right? Or you could sit there with a pole all day, put one little hook in the water and put one little piece of bait, wait there all day and hope a fish arrives. No, no, no. We'd rather take our huge net, throw it out there and guarantee we're going to catch fish. Because the old saying goes, you could give a man a fish, right? I can give you a fish, you'll eat for a day. But if I teach you to fish and I teach you to fish, you'll eat for a lifetime. Meaning now you can capture those fish yourself. You're not relying on me to find the deals for you. You know, when I first started in this business, I would do that all the time. I would find the deals. I'd get another investor. I'd wholesale it out to him, make a quick 10 grand, move on to the next. And I'd always think in my head, you know, why doesn't that investor just do what I do? The truth is he doesn't know how. They have money, but just because you have money, it doesn't mean you have the skill set of buying properties. And that's what I want to give you, the skill set of buying properties. Not just buying properties. Anybody can call up a realtor and pay retail price for any property they want. What I want to show you how to do is to get such a smoking deal, buy the property so far under market value that your chance of losing goes way down and your chance of making a profit goes way up.
Other things happen. Sales get canceled all the time, right?
Absolutely. So what happens is, you know what? You know, there might be 140 properties being auctioned in a given day, but maybe you're only interested in three of those properties. You know, but what if those three properties end up getting canceled? You know, just like what happened with you on that deal where you had $120,000 guaranteed in that property. I mean, you would have had to try to fail to not make $100,000 on that property.
Yeah.
You would have done your best to fail, do everything the wrong way, and you still would have been profitable. I can promise you that because you bought it. See, it's not a matter of knowing every single thing about a property. It's a matter of having the tools. How do I find them? How do I do this so cost effectively that I basically have to try and fail? You would have to try to fail. You could have done everything wrong. There would have been a profit. But let's speak to, what about when there is 100 properties available and you narrow your little tiny net down to three of them? Well, if those properties get canceled, you want to have backup plans. Just like I explained to you guys, how did I buy that quarter acre lot for $100? Well, the only reason I bought it for $100 is because nobody else bid. I wasn't looking to buy it. I had no plan of buying it. I did no research on it. What happened was I used my own technique, and the auctioneer is looking for bidders. He's looking for bidders, looking for bidders. Nobody's bidding. I spent my own 30 seconds, that's what I show you how to do. How do you identify the winners within 30 seconds? How do you discount the losers within 5 seconds? In 5 seconds, I could discount a loser. But it might take me 30 seconds to identify a winner. In that 30 seconds, I identified it as a winner. Now, come on, let's be honest. At $100, come on, yeah. I mean, Scooby-Doo could have found that for $100, right? I mean, you don't have to be a skilled, highly trained real estate professional to realize that a quarter acre lot is worth more than $100. Now, I might only sell it for $2,000, $3,000, but what is that? 20, 30 times my money. That's why I say it doesn't matter what you're starting with. I'll show you how to use those funds and how to actually make a profit no matter what you're working with.
Obviously, you're going to want to find out more about Mike, about his systems, how to use this system to make money, how to succeed in real estate. Mike, your email address, your website?
Well, you know, I do these podcasts to help out the investors who've either trained with me or who have just met me for the first time. So I don't care who you are. If you just met me or you've been listening to all my podcasts, maybe you trained with me live, maybe you own my DVD system, it doesn't matter who you are. If you want to ask me questions, I make these podcasts based on the questions I get from my listeners. So if you want to ask me a question, I'm more than open to it. My email address is mike@teachmemike.com. Now, if you just want to get a feel for what I'm training, what I'm doing, you want to see some results, you want to see my students' results, you want to see how you can get started today, simply go to teachmemike.com. It's all right there for you. You can get started today.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.